Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The NAFRS Joint Powers Board held a special meeting late yesterday afternoon to discuss and vote on a resolution regarding the fire facility. As reported last week, the remodeled bids came in too high and too little for a complete project. Using a construction manager, they created 23 bid packages. Of those, only 11 were bid on. In just two of those bid categories, carpentry and electric, the cost was $300,000 more than estimated. And only one category was less than estimated. The Facilities Committee met last week and recommended rejecting the bids and to rebid the project with a general contractor. Construction manager Steve Underdahl of Procon and architect Dave Medine attributed the low bid turnout and high numbers to the strong construction market. Administrator Ben Martig added,
"You have to provide your own performance bond. You have to have your own insurance. A lot of times if they're like the smaller contractors, if they're working, a lot of times they work directly through a general contractor and they carry all that stuff for them."
Facilities Chair Jessica Peterson-White commented,
"My understanding is that the original reason for doing it in separate bid packages was that we hope to get more local contractors bidding. The most local bid that we got was from Procon in Faribault."
Martig added,
"History does show that in some cases that you end up with more local contractor work when you do it directly or through a construction manager's agent, because if you get a general contractor maybe out of the Twin Cities and they've got their own crews that they always work with, you might not always get the local work."
The vote was unanimous to reject the bids and move on with the general contractor. Underdahl's contract will be terminated. Mayor Glenn Switzer commented that they need to start considering a plan C should the numbers come in too high again. Dundas Administrator John McCarthy commented this morning,
"It would be nice to know if there is any, what type of wiggle room might be available from all of the entities, if there is any wiggle room, and if there isn't, then we'll probably want to, I think, try to find out what the alternative is to the process. Do we go back and redesign? Do we start all over again from scratch? Do we try, so where do we go?"
Rural Representative Kevin Eastrom said yesterday, if the project goes over the $4.2 million budget, the townships will have a real issue with it as they're already stretched to their limit. The next move is a Northfield Council vote tonight to reject the bids, then to advertise for bids on March 21st, with bid opening April 12th. With a general contractor, they are obligated to take the lowest responsible bid, regardless of where the contractor is from. If all goes well, construction could start May 7th. Northfield Council will hold the special meeting tonight to formally reject the fire facility bids, and then they have a work session that will include information on implementation of a city ID card. We'll have more on this tomorrow morning with Administrator Martig at 7:20. And townships across the state are holding their annual meetings today, many of them also opting to hold their elections. I have a list of local townships holding elections and their contact information on kymnradio.net. Check your township hall for open poll times and meeting times. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.